Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone of Metroland joins us, and he's going to tell us what's happening in area stages and screens. Again, arts editor of Metroland, and it's always good to have him with us. Sean, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe. So you got caught up in traffic yesterday?
Yeah. Well, and I'm nothing major, you know, just stuff.
Didn't reach like Seinfeld Parade.
No.
Okay,
no.
That's good.
No, I had a lovely time. So what's happening?
There is a lot happening. really, it's like now the fall season is here. I
mean, we're underway. So
we're underway. Yes.
So let us begin. We'll do this in chronological order. So let us begin with tonight.
At the GE Theater at Proctor's, the great jazz vibraphonist Stefan Harris, who is from the Capital Region, is coming home. That's the name of the concert. Part of the proceeds of the concert will go to support Schenectady youth programs.
Very nice.
Very
good deal. Right, yeah.
And then Friday night, down at Helsinki Hudson, if you like the Western Swings sort of boogie style of, you know, Bob Wills and that kind of music, it's Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys.
Good stuff.
And then Friday, we've got a little Irish Blarney with an edge.
Just a little bit of an edge.
At the GE Theater at Proctor's again, with a couple of blackguards, a play by Frank and Malachi McCourt, and the promotional photos are hysterical.
Oh, I've seen this production. I've seen a production, which is fantastic and always fun, and it's very amusing and has a lot to say, and it should be a very good time.
Well, there's a lot to say about Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to mention the McCourts, but that's another story. Yeah.
And then Friday night in UAlbany's Page Hall, that's the downtown campus, the New York State Writers Institute film series is in swing, and they're showing A Streetcar Named Desire. That's the Ilya Kazan-directed version with Vivian Leigh and Marlon Brando and Kim Hunter, and it's free.
Good stuff.
And then opening at the Capitol Repertory Theater in beautiful downtown Albany, it's John Robin Bates' Reagan-era drama, Other Desert Cities. It's in previews Friday through Sunday, and opening night is Tuesday the 30th.
Great show. I loved it when it was on Broadway, and I look forward to seeing the production here. And that crew will be with us in our next hour to talk about that production, so we look forward to that. So
how about that? It's like
we do this on purpose.
Yes, indeed. Then Saturday night at the Times Union Center, Five Finger Death Punch and Volbeat, and I listed this just so I could say Five Finger Death Punch, which I like.
Oddly enough, they're going also be on in our 11 o'clock segment.
No, how about that?
just kidding.
Ian's not interviewing.
No. Okay. It wasn't for lack of trying, by the way.
And then Saturday night at the Massey Center for the Arts Picot Recital Hall at the College of St. Rose here on Madison Avenue, we have John Pizzarelli and his wonderful guitar.
On Saturday night.
Also Saturday, the Albany Institute of History and Art is opening the 2014 exhibition of the Mohawk Hudson Region. This is the big juried regional show. They're having a prize thing tomorrow. It's going to be a big deal, and the show's going to be up through January. And then we have
I love that you say that, a prize thing. They have a prize thing.
Yeah, they get a prize thing, you know? They're going to give prizes to the artists.
So, like, good work will get a prize.
Exactly.
And there will be some sort of ranking. It's a prize thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly. And then Sunday, we got two big exhibits opening at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. There's Ann Diggory Hybrid Objects, and that's her recent work that combines painting and photography. And then there's Picturing America, signature works from the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. And this is all your big names, Mary Cassatt, George Innes, John Singer Sargent, another four or five like that. It's pretty spectacular.
All good stuff.
And then Sunday afternoon, pianist Garrick Olson kicks off the 118th season of the Troy Chromatic Concerts at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. He's going to play Chopin, Beethoven, and Scriabin.
We love Garrick Olson. He's very very nice. He's been very nice to us. We've had him on the show several times, so this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, if you missed him at Tanglewood, was Alcohol last summer, which got rave reviews, here's your chance.
Good deal.
And there are four movies opening, and they're all sort of interesting. First up is The Skeleton Twins, which is sort of a strange black comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader. I saw them both making the talk show circuit this week, and that film looks strange and interesting.
And not necessarily comedic, right?
No, not completely, no. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's hard to gauge. The audience with it, when Wiig was on this, I think she was on Letterman and they showed the clip, the audience didn't quite know how to take it. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays. Then we have the animated film The Box Trolls, and I remember this because like 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I was reviewing some kids' movie, and every trailer before it was horrifying. And this was the only one that was good.
That's good.
This was the only thing that didn't look like it was going to scar children with mediocrity.
All right, so we got all the crappy movies out of the way, and now we finally, the good one is opening.
Exactly.
That's great. All right.
And then we have The Equalizer, in which I believe it is loosely based on the 80s TV show starring Edward Woodward, and this stars Denzel Washington, and he's going to do that thing he does when he gets mad and starts killing people for justice.
That seething that he does so
seething,
well.
Yeah.
Although I saw him on Broadway last season, and he gave me a whole new perspective into what a great actor he is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I've always liked him, but then when I saw him, I'd say, wow, you know, this guy's like really, really, really good. So,
well, the thing is, the range he gets to play within his box office appeal is not that big.
No.
Movies.
Yeah, so. I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Love is Strange with John Lithgow and Alfred Molina as a longtime couple who finally get married, and then they lose their apartment in New York City, and things spiral into problems. But it's getting great reviews.
So, problems equal good reviews.
Yes.
We will...
Poignant.
What'd you say?
It's poignant.
Yes, very much so. You can find out more information about all this good stuff by going, picking up a copy of Metroland. All the dates and times and stuff are in there. You can also go to Metroland.net. Metroland.net. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.